Thank you for listening. We're Grand Evolution. So back in 2014, we went out to Los Angeles to record an album with producer Will Kennedy, who's from Boston. This next song we're going to play, it's called When There's Nothing Left, and this is one of the songs on that album. We also have a video for it, if you want to check it out on YouTube. Thank you for listening to Grand Evolution on the Town with Mikey D. Thank you, Joel and Mark, and thank you especially for getting the air conditioner working up here. It's pretty amazing. We're on the third floor of a building, and yeah, it's hot up here otherwise. Check us out, grandevolution.com. It's one word. We just released a new album. It's on iTunes. Tell me why. We have a whole bunch of albums up there. And this next song, it's going to be our last song. It's going out by the request of Greg on bass. This is one of the first songs I ever wrote. It's called Silhouette.
My power won't come to an old thing. The plans were all the men of you. All right. Thank you to Grand Evolution. We'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's hit up some Medicine Ball, 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Yeah. And that was a nice big epic track. And speaking of epic, we have Grand Evolution in here. Hello.
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 How you doing, Phil?
Yeah, are you able to hear yourself, Sarah?
No. Wait a minute, I think I have the Phil, wrong headphones.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, that is entirely possible.
That's much better. I can hear it now.
These guys are all noobs. Well, thanks for that epic intro. That's epic is a great adjective.
Epic, yes.
We love that.
Thank God that wasn't on video. Just saying.
Well, I don't know. There's something behind you. I don't know if that camera's working.
Ooh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Just noticed that.
Well, it's got the best side of me.
Yeah.
At least you have a hat on.
Giggity.
My lord. All right. So I'm trying to remember when the last time you were here, because... You talked to me last time.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday, but I don't think
it does.
I forget the girl's name. It wasn't you last time though. So it
really,
must have been,
I
remember speaking
Phil,
to you.
You were here, and we were here once when Pam was here.
Oh, Pam. Yeah, okay, yeah.
It must have been when we released "Wake Me."
We're regulars now. We're expecting robes.
Yeah, like on 94 HJY, right?
Well, the only you have to hit the 5 timers club.
Oh, 5. All right, 5. Well, we're almost there.
I mean, it does feel like 2 weeks ago that I talked to you here at On the Town with Mike and A. I did.
Yeah,
how long ago was that? I'm actually very curious.
It must
now.
Have been 2015 because that's when we released "Wake Me." And
okay,
I think that was.
Yeah,
it had to have been.
Must have been because we took forever in the studio with our last one.
Right? Because I'm remembering. I badgered you to speed it up.
I think you did. Yes, it helped. Thank you. It did help because we felt really guilty after that.
well, you do have a new album out. So tell us about this album.
Yeah, well, it took us so long.
I mean, more than what you said in studio day.
It took us so long to record it because our producer was actually out on tour mixing front of house for Hell Yeah.
Okay.
So that was...
So we had to work around his schedule, of course.
Pretty much, yeah.
Was totally fine with us because he did a fantastic job.
He did.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, he did an all right job. Chris, if you're listening, love you.
Hi, Chris.
He's totally going to kill you now.
He is, but that's okay.
Totally.
So we're already working on a new one, though, so there's no rest for us.
Yeah.
we're in writing mode right now.
I mean, but you just released, so shouldn't you be in touring mode right now?
Yeah.
Or show mode? I mean...
We're capable of two modes.
Are you sure about
we're
that?
We're double moding right now.
Are you sure about that?
This counts as a show, right?
This counts as promotion, so... So to put it simply, yes.
Perfect.
No, so tell us more about the record, like the songwriting process. Was it a little different this time since you have a producer that is pretty well known, especially among the Hell Yeah community?
Perfect for our sound, yeah. It's it was a process for sure because we've done a couple of records prior to this and we were largely on our own.
We had time restraints, like, you know, we spent a lot of money. We have 2 weeks to finish it and it felt rushed. We had, you know, there was stuff we always wanted to fix. But this
for
one,
older records.
For older records. This one, I liked being able to do it on our own time, and you know, if something was wrong, we had time to go back and fix it.
So what was it, what was the producer's role in this particular project? Because I mean, usually if you're working on your own, there's not necessarily time constraints. I mean, just, you know, whatever studio time you book. But I mean,
for every song, we ended up tracking about 47 tracks more than what we probably needed to put on the record because we couldn't make up our minds. And that's where he came in, where he would kind of sort through the parts that we had and help us find the best ones. And then even when we tracked too many things, he would kind of sort through all the BS and find the good ones.
Did you find that sped up the process or slowed it down? No?
Yeah, no, it was just slow.
Because we're, you know, it's... When you have the power, you use the power. So because we have the luxury of time, had the luxury of time and the equipment at our fingertips, we literally would just go down there and bang out a new 3, 4, 5 guitar lines for one small section And we would call him up and say, listen, we have a new part. It's got like six layers that we want to use. And we need you to come over and add it to the session right now. And he'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
That sucks.
That's exactly it. And he would call us out on that. And that actually really helped the process, because at the end of the day, the best and necessary tracks are the ones that should make it to the album. So hopefully that's what we've been able to do.
So you say you went to L.A. to do some of this?
Not
or?
This one.
So
we did this one.
2012
released
Collide.
This year. In
2015,
we did a single in Rhode Island. And then our previous two albums we recorded and we did in L.A.
Wow. I got that mixed up, apparently. I mean, I was listening. I'm like, oh, L.A.? Oh, okay. I should ask about that. And I was wrong.
Well, it was fun. We definitely got the L.A. experience and treatment when we went out there. We recorded at Grandmaster Studios.
Oh, nice.
Which was amazing. And, you know, talking about being on the time constraints, you know, we had like 2 weeks to complete everything.
That's not a cheap place.
No, and my coworkers got me sick, so I'm in L.A. to record vocals, and I've got this horrible cold, and, like, this is it. This is the only time I have to come and do this, and so that's where being at home and being able to record on your own time is amazing.
Nice. So you say it's out on iTunes and all this stuff. Are we going to see CDs?
We do have CDs.
I'm old. I need any physical copies.
Me too. I like to have the album artwork and everything like at my fingertips.
Yeah. We're probably the only people keeping the CD printing guys working because we did go out for discs on this one. We printed up 1,000. We're
nice.
Gonna sell them like hotcakes. But yeah, I mean, it is nice to have a physical object to either, you know, to sell at shows or to give somebody that you're talking to about the project. It's better than a business card, and it's got actual music
better than
on
a
it.
Business card.
Scott here did an amazing job on the artwork too.
Okay.
Maybe I have a vested interest, but yeah, it's nice to still make discs and have them. And unfortunately, you know, when we go to shows now and we are interested in other bands, a lot of times they don't have discs, so they give us a business card, and we have to go home and download something. So, I mean, that's fine, too, but, you know, it's just a changing...
Well personally, I mean, there was that whole download card thing five, six, 7 years ago. Yeah. I've lost more than I remember getting.
They don't usually make it to my computer.
No, that's saying something. Oh man, I did notice you mentioned the air conditioning in Studio D. Joel, our producer Joel, was telling us about the 11th hour. I can't say reprieve, but just like you didn't have to run a cord throughout the entire station to get the thing going.
It was really amazing to have that. That's where we felt like we were going to have robes and maybe a green room, because that's the star treatment right there when you get AC.
Well, you plug the AC in the green room. I don't know.
And we didn't...
And ironically, both of you are wearing green.
That's what I said when we left. I'm like, why are you wearing that?
Well, I put it on first.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, he's not wearing green.
Oh, no, I'm the anomaly.
He's wearing GNFNR.
Yeah!
They're both wearing the same shorts, too.
Yeah, at the same time. Well, same pair, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not looking at their shorts.
We're both in the same pair. We're that close.
If only the webcam could see that.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever been here? I'm wearing a Tippy Tina shirt.
I have not been to Nolens.
You haven't been?
Great place.
I have not been to Nolens.
So...
I'll say like a Yankee, New Orleans.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We've been a couple times. It's fantastic.
We
down
go to
there.
Biloxi.
Great.
Okay.
And then it's just like an hour and a half to New Orleans.
Do you just travel there, or are you like on tour?
We drove down once and we played in Louisiana.
Just got fun.
On tour, but yeah, I mean, we haven't actually played in New Orleans on tour. So
where
that's
a play?
Goal.
We played in a town called Bowbridge.
Haha, we just told the story the other day. It's a great story.
I love road stories, so spit it out.
Go ahead.
Oh, golly. All right. So I'm going to give you the condensed version because I could go into a lot of detail here. But let's suffice it to say that we rolled up to the gig in the early afternoon and it didn't really look like a venue so much as it looked like a barn with an alligator pit behind it, maybe. And so we drove by and we conferred and we decided, yeah, we needed to get paid for gas. So we were going to do the gig. So we went back and we talked to the guy and we walk into the venue, we unload our stuff, and there's his own personal art. There's photographs of, well, I'm not even going to go there. All right. So anyway, it was very strange room decor. I walked across the street because I wanted to get some drinks. We picked up some, I won't say the brand, but it was an alcoholic beverage that's fruity.
Okay.
Use your imagination. So grabbed a couple of those and we start chugging them down and we get halfway through the first one and Sarah looks at me and her eyes are like rolling in the back of her head already. And it was really hot, so we were chugging them down. So anyway, we went on stage, and I'm like tearing my shirt off while I'm playing. The guitarist is like falling over. It was a mess. It was a hot mess. And so we load out afterward, and we're just completely wrecked.
It's a drink that was recalled, by the way.
Right.
Oh.
You know which one we're talking about. So anyway,
I'm trying to think of a word that rhymes with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I put my drums out in front of the venue, and
yeah.
The guitarist goes, or bass player goes to get the van, and he pulls up and he hits my bass drum with the van so hard that it goes about 40 yards down the road. And I was like,
oh my head,
that's gonna suck in the morning. So sure enough, in the morning at the next place, we open up the case and the hoop is smashed into like four pieces. So it was. So yeah,
that was our
don't drink and jam, kids.
Louisiana experience.
Wait, you're gonna add something, Sarah?
I was gonna say that the best part about it was the place was called the music. It was a music complex, but when we pulled up, it was just like a garage. In a swamp.
It was a nice garage.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. If you say so.
And we actually did not get murdered and fed to the alligators. So we got out of there alive. It was great.
Yep.
Nice. Oh, man.
Road stories.
I love hearing road stories. And that is definitely one for the books.
Yeah, we need more. We need to go on tour.
Speaking of which, where are you playing next?
Worcester.
We have a Worcester show August 11th. At Nick's. We've never been there.
Where is it?
Nick's.
Nick's. Okay.
We did. We put our album release party at the Cove. That was a lot of fun. And then I smashed my fingers and... Yeah. Let's just say that I had stitches in my ring finger on my fretting hand and my thumb on my fretting hand. And we had...
That must have made for a very interesting show.
We had... The original CD release party that we booked was in Milford. And it was a 3.5-hour gig. It was an all-nighter.
Oh, wow.
And I split my hand open on the 17th, and we had the gig on the 18th, and I played the whole set with two fingers, and I rocked it out. I just played root notes, and...
It was hardcore. It was very impressive.
I was impressed with myself that night. I was really impressed I did that. I'm at the hospital, and all I could think about was, oh, my God, I can't play guitar.
Oh, no. So with this... When did the album come out? When did the new one come out?
It was April.
Early April, like the 10th,
I think.
Yeah.
So yet, when are you hitting the road for it? I mean, it's been out long enough.
Yeah. As soon as everybody can get vacation time from, you know,
sucks
jobs that pay money.
Daytime jobs.
Day jobs. Oh, geez.
Yeah, so we
You mean you can't telecommute the cashier job, you know?
We'll play as much as we can, anywhere within like a 3-hour, 4-hour driving distance.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, you heard Sarah. That's how it. That's how they do it.
Well, you know, we see a lot of people who go out for a weekend or two weekends, and it's a tour. So I guess we can do that.
Yeah.
That's not an issue. But yeah, to you know, to hit the road. The first time we went out and we did half the country. I mean, we went all the way over to the Mississippi and south all the way down to New Orleans and back up. So,
right.
I mean, it was a lot of distance in it. It was, you know, 2 weeks solid of shows every night. I think we had two nights off.
We played, I think,
so
it was 16 days.
Definitely want to do that again. Maybe we can set something up for the fall, but summertime is tough.
Mm. All right, so how can people reach you?
Facebook, Grand Evolution. I have to say again, it's one word. A lot of people can't find us on iTunes because they put a space in it.
Yeah, I mean, was that a conscious decision when you named the band Grand Evolution?
Who knows?
Yes, it's intentional. Okay. We wanted no space in there because otherwise it gets
found. I mean, you capitalize the E in evolution.
We do.
So.
We do.
I mean, it's a pretty common misconception that people will put a space between the two words.
It happens a lot. But you know what? The next best thing that comes up on Google if you're looking for us, if you put the space in, you get the Grand Evolution of Dance. It's pretty amazing.
Nice.
We get a shoe company and a
shoe company
Journey
that's taken our name, our brand.
And a Journey tribute.
Journey tribute from Canada. Yeah.
No, I actually own the trademark for Grand Evolution. So.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You sue their Canadian.
Yeah, as, if we want to.
Well, as long as it's one word, correct?
Yeah, I don't actually know what theirs are.
I think theirs is two words.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to go find out. Take them to town.
Cease and desist or pay up.
Yeah.
Pay up, mofos. Anyway, I will let you guys break down your stuff and get in the nice cool room now that you've done playing. And
it's not too bad in here.
No, it's not.
No, it is nice
going
in here.
Too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get really quiet, you can hear the humming. Yeah, see?
Wow.
So that makes for great radio.
You know what the best part of coming here tonight was?
What's that?
I found this sticker on the cabinet.
So it's a...
Okay, it's a Jayhawks poster.
No, it's just a sticker. It's on the cabinet in the other room.
Oh,
that thing
Jayhawks.
Must be like from...
Like the early days, yeah.
That was like the first Jayhawks day.
Probably, right?
Maybe.
I sent it to them. Maybe they'll post it on their Facebook page.
Yeah, as long as they tag the band, right?
Right.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They just... Jayhawks just put out an album this week.
I know,
last
I need to purchase it.
Yeah.
They're like my top three favorites.
Awesome. But, yeah.
Jayhawks, hell yeah, and... Who's the third
I
one?
I know who he formerly was.
Yeah. They don't even deserve any promotion anymore, so we won't talk about
that. Oh, Jesus.
Them.
Okay. Well, on that note... Go to grandevolution.com. All the ways to purchase the latest album. What is the name of the album?
Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why. So get the album, Tell Me Why. Pay them money.
We love that.
Is that how it goes?
That's perfect, yeah.
Or maybe just hit us up and we'll send you one. And
yes, find
us
at a
show. Yes, that's the best way. See us at a show.
So the next show is in Worcester at Nick's.
That's right, yeah.
What day is that?
It is Saturday, August 11th.
Okay, so not that far away. And yeah, check out the social medias. They're on all of them. Even Elo.
Oh, now I'm going to have to go find it. We're not on LO.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
No? All right.
Anyway,
we're not on LO.
thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us in.
All right. Thank you very much to Grand Evolution. They're going to break down their stuff. And here's some Township 91.5 WMFO.
Baby rock me. Want it alone. Baby, rock me all alone. Baby, rock me all alone. Baby, rock me all alone. Shattered words of warning, foreign to understand. Echo down the deepest well. Won't you hear me? Yes, I am. And my eyes will.
if she could love me in spite of this, I think that I could rest. But I've messed it up, haven't I? I messed it up again. Don't think that I'll make it out of this, and if I do, I'll be damned. So baby, ride me.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
hip-hop sound. A two-man band from Savannah strumming. Just a bit too
You're listening to On the Town, Mikey D. That was Duck in Cover with Vacancy. Before that was The Big Lonesome with Everytown USA. And I started that little block off with Township, the Family Township with Baby Rock Me. Yes, you've been listening to On the Town, Mikey D. It is about that time we go. So I'm going to tell you that I'll be here next week. Pint Killers will be performing, and we'll be bringing you three more hours of great local music. So, to close everything out, this is Heroes of the Afternoon out of Maine. The song is called Can't Be Healed. Enjoy. Until next week, 91.5 WMFO.